We turn to news out of the Arizona Corporation Commission. Since 2014, Bob Burns, one of five statewide elected members of the CorpCom, has made several plays to investigate millions of dollars in election spending toward CorpCom candidates. Burns believes that money came from either APS or Pinnacle West, its parent company. And now his latest strategy to delve into APS's dealings has been batted down. A Maricopa County Superior Court judge has rejected his efforts to investigate whether his colleagues acted improperly when they supported an APS rate hike. With us to talk about this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So start with telling us a little bit about what Burns was trying to do here. What was he after?
Well, we do know that somebody put in $3.2 million in 2014 to help elect Tom Farese and Doug Little to Republicans to the commission. These are so-called social welfare groups, which means, well, we have to tell you what we spend. We just don't have to be bothered telling you who gave us the money. The suspicion is that some of that comes from APS. The company will neither, quote, confirm nor deny that it is a source of the money. Mm-hmm. Burns has been trying to go after that. He tried to issue some subpoenas for company records. And in the first round in this litigation, the judge said, you don't have the independent authority to issue subpoenas. If you can get a majority of the commission to do that, great. But needless to say, he didn't get a majority. Fast forward to 2016, we know that APS and Pinnacle West put in more than $4 million to help elect Boyd Dunn and Andy Tobin, and a little bit for Bob Burns too, but they liked him better than the Democrats. So Burns' new tactic was to say, okay, let's find another way to get the information. He said, what I can do is launch an investigation to determine whether the hearing on the latest APS rate hike, this is the $7 million a month they're getting from their customers additional, mm-hmm. was fair, or whether some of my colleagues were biased. He tried to do that. What the judge said yesterday was, no, I don't think so. He said, it's true that these hearings have to be unbiased, but the people who can challenge this are in fact the parties, APS, the Residential Utility Consumer Office, the consumer groups that got involved, others, and 29 groups all signed off on the deal. Hmm. And since they're not unhappy, what Judge Daniel Kiley said is, sorry, Mr. Burns, you don't have any standing to go ahead and look at this.
So you said, Howie, a moment ago that he would need a majority of the Corporation Commission to agree with him to get a subpoena for APS's spending here. There's obviously been a shakeup in the CorpCom. There will be one Democrat on the Corporation Commission next time around when we start in January. What is there any sense that he might be able to do that at this point?
Well, I think to use a term that probably will drive our PETA members crazy, there's more than one way to skin a cat on this sort of thing. And so you've got Burns, who's definitely one vote. Sandra Kennedy, the Democrat you point out, is definitely a vote for looking at APS. Mm-hmm. And Justin Olson, who was appointed to the commission after the APS rate case and doesn't have a dog in the fight, said he'd be willing to also try to find out who is trying to influence the commission. So come the 1st of January, we now have a 3-member working majority, and that could go ahead and give Mr. Burns what he wants without having to go through the whole legal proceedings that at this point he's failed on. Now, it's still very possible that Pinnacle West will say, well, we're not a regulated utility like APS. If the money came from us, you still can't get to it. So I think we're due for a lot more legal action.
Okay, one last quick question then. Burns says he's weighing an appeal on this. What would he need to move forward with that appeal? What do you think he's looking at?
I think what he's looking at is his contention that as an elected member of the commission, he has a constitutional authority to launch independent investigations into the activities not only of the utilities, but into whether the hearings by the commission are fair and unbiased. Obviously, Judge Kiley didn't buy either of those, but a court of appeals might see it another way.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
Okay. And before the PETA folks start writing to me, I have five cats.